This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Si se puede is a phrase you might know. Yes, we can. President Obama used it during his 2008 campaign. He stole it, actually, as he has admitted, from the United Farm Workers. Less commonly known, though, is who actually came up with it. Not, as you might think, Cesar Chavez. Dolores Huerta co-founded the UFW with Chavez in 1962. It's her line. And there's a new documentary out about Dolores Huerta, directed by Peter Bratt. Carlos Santana is the executive producer. Guys, thanks for coming to the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks
for having us.
How did this movie come to pass?
See the man sitting next to me?
Yes. Was it your idea?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I felt that her story needs to come to light so that other women specifically, and men, but specifically women all over the world, India, Africa, South America, can recognize the value of your inner superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for too long, women have been reduced to something that is not quite so with equality.
So much archival footage in this film, and a lot of interviews with her kids. She has 11 children. Mm-hmm. You spend a lot of time sitting down with the kids, and one of them says at one point, the movement was her favorite child.
Became her number one child.
Became her number one child, yeah. And that sort of hit me. I mean, the choices she made to serve those who can't serve themselves, as somebody else in the film says, had serious and lasting impact on her kids.
Right.
They talk about this.
Right. Before making the film, I knew a few of her children.
Oh, did you?
Since college days.
Oh, interesting.
They all fight for social justice in one way or another and really carried the same fire as their mother. And I just felt, in order to tell this story, it had to be a family story. You know, particularly as Latinos, the family is at the center of life, and I just felt that their voice, you know, would add so much dimension. And you do see the sacrifice. I do think certain individuals come to the planet missioned.
Oh yeah, you know? That's pretty clear.
And
she did,
and she's definitely one of those great souls that came here, you know, with the mission, children or no children.
Well, there's a joint interview with Dolores and Cesar Chavez, which you guys thread through the film. The interviewer asks Dolores, listen, and this, it's old, it's probably 1965, 68, whatever. The interviewer says, listen, if you got $5,000 and I said you had to spend it only on yourself, what would you do? And she said, I would, you know, spend it on the movement, in essence. That's what she said. And the interviewer said, no, you can't do that. And she said, that's what I'm going to do. Sorry.
That's my life, she says.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's fascinating about Dolores. She went to college. She became a teacher.
Yep.
She's living a relatively middle-class life in the 1950s, early 60s. And she, you know, most stories are about a rag to riches.
Mm-hmm.
Hers is really kind of the opposite.
The
it's
around,
a riches to rags. She gives everything up. Even her love of jazz. She wanted to be a professional dancer. She gives that up when she discovers her calling. And that's, you know, she wants to liberate farm workers. And that becomes her life mission.
There's an interview you guys do, Carlos, with Angela Davis, in which she talks about what was happening in the 60s in this country and how the time was ripe for what Dolores was trying to do. That it was a time where everybody thought that this kind of social justice and economic justice was possible.
Yeah, we call it consciousness revolution. Consciousness revolution is about thinking with a different mind. So we just believed that there was another way to coexist globally, collectively. And for me, it was easy because being at Woodstock, it was the proof right there that quality and quantity can go together, unity and harmony can go together, and that patriotism is prehistoric, that we need to get rid of flags, borders. We have a saying, it goes, make the table longer and bigger, not the wall taller.
Well, so out of that, I have to ask this question. Peter Bratt, parallels to today?
You think?
Right? I mean, this film comes at an interesting time.
I have to tell you, my brother here, in a lot of artists, they're tuned into another frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not rationally, he knew, but somehow when he called me, there was an urgency in his voice. We have to tell this story right now. That was 5 years ago. That was before the election of Donald Trump, the pardoning of Joe Arpaio, the talk about building a wall, the striking down of DACA. I mean, there's an all-out war right now against Latinos. And as we saw in Charlottesville, you know, 8 years ago, we were supposedly post-racial when we had an African-American sitting in the White House. Come to find that elephant is still standing in the room. It's something we have not dealt with as a nation. And you couldn't... Dolores' story and her example, it's like an anecdote to what's happening right now politically. And we didn't foresee that when we started making this film.
One of the things Carla Santana that she says at the end of this movie is the conversation at this point in the film had turned to her and her legacy, right? Because she has now become a symbol of so many things in this.
She's
society,
a symbol,
right?
But she's still
well, she's really active, right? I mean, it's not like she's in retired status.
There's nothing
right?
past tense.
Nothing at all. And I didn't mean to imply that, but she says at one point near the end of the film, you know, I didn't used to believe that I should talk about my achievements, because so much of this film is about her role in the UFW and how in the end she got forced out when Cesar died. She didn't get to run it. And she says, you know, I used to not talk about my achievements for me, but I don't believe that anymore. And she is now speaking out about women and what they can do in this economy.
There comes a point where you realize spirituality is certainty, not arrogance. Spirituality is celebrating you. We're tattooed in men in the mind with guilt, shame, judgment, condemnation, fear. I'm not worthy of God's grace. All that bullshit is exactly that. Mental slavery bullshit. I say it like this. Divinity is not in your DNA. Divinity is your DNA. So roll up your sleeves, create miracles and blessings.
It's a film called Dolores, rebel, activist, feminist, and mother. Carla Santana and Peter Brandt. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you
for having us.
We have clips from that film, Dolores. You can check it out, marketplace.org. It's a good one.